Indian Army has ordered the court-martial of 6 Army soldiers, including 2 officers, for their involvement in the killings of 3 youths in a fake encounter in North Kashmir's Kupwara district back in April 2010. The Army soldiers claimed the victims were militants, but it was later found out that they were just 3 innocent civilians.
The Mutsil incident is a phenomenon exposing the Army's modus operandi, that how they are killing the civilian people and later on they are claiming that they have killed a foreign militant. And we have documented the large number of the cases where the Army claimed that they have killed a militant, later on they were found to be the civilian.
The incident sparked violent protests against the controversial Armed Forces Special Powers Act that gives unbridled powers to Army personnel in the region. More than 110 civilians were killed in protests that lasted several months back in 2010. Now, 3 years after the incident, rights activists are not optimistic about the outcome of the court-martial proceedings. They say the court-martial is just a cover-up because the accused enjoy the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. The act gives legal immunity to Indian forces in Kashmir and forbids their prosecution without the sanction from the Indian government.
They have the impunity because the army cannot be tried without getting sanction, and the government of India is not providing sanction to prosecute them. They have not given a sanction to prosecute the army officials from last 20 years. There is no credibility of the court martial. People have no faith on the military courts.
According to rights activists, hundreds of security personnel face charges of murder, rape and arrest in Kashmir. But prosecution against them has been hindered due to the special powers. Now, Army has ordered court-martial proceeding against the accused Army soldiers in Mutsil fake encounter. But it remains to be seen whether the real perpetrators of the crime will be brought to justice in the near future. Saeed Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian Control, Kashmir.